If it's not my sleepy baby. Aw, you look so tired. Come on, let me give you some attention. You look stressed out.
Touching me.
Come lie down on my lap, baby. Bring your head on my thighs. They're all nice and squishy for you. Let me look after you. You've done so well today. Want to talk about your day, or would you rather just let me ramble away as I get to play with your nice soft hair? I was all surprised by how nice you keep it. I heard a rumor, guys aren't good at looking after themselves, but well, you seem to have a good head on your shoulders. I know when you're tired, it's really easy to let the little things slip, but if you manage to push yourself just that tiny little bit, then you'll feel better afterwards. Sometimes you have to just take a deep breath and, well, try your best. That's all anyone could ask for in the end. You always seem to do well, don't you? Try very hard to get the results you want. I just hope you don't overdo it. I don't want you burned out because you're too busy trying to please others. You have to remember, you're the most important person in any situation. I need to think of something nice I can do for you to completely relax you. Let me think. What could I do for my man to make it the perfect day? I'm not sure if you've ever been to a spa before. If I'm honest, I've never experienced one myself. I know they can be quite expensive, and for some reason, even though it is someone's job to relax me, I would feel quite shy and awkward about it. I have heard of a couple spa treatments, though. I wonder how that would go. We strip down and get into nice comfy robes. There is peaceful music on in the background to relax us. Then we start with the little showers to wash our bodies down and relax us with the steam. Oh, wait. A sauna. Yeah. They always have those saunas, so we need to make sure we're all hydrated then. I think they might be a little bit uncomfortable though if you're not used to the warm temperatures. I think the maximum time you can be in them for is 1 hour, or it can become really dangerous. Doesn't really sound like that much fun, but I've seen it on TV shows. They have a little stick that you can scoop water on and put on the rocks, I guess. I'm afraid I don't really know the technical terms, but I can't picture it in my head. When water goes on the rocks, it makes it extra steamy. I think the benefits of a sauna is that it makes you sweat all the bad stuff out of you, in theory. Although I also heard a weird rumor. I'm not sure if you will know this or heard it either. If you wipe away the sweat when you're, like, still inside the sauna, you're not supposed to, because you could potentially reabsorb the toxins. I'm not quite sure how true that is, though. I guess we won't know until we eventually go to one. Promise, I'm not hinting at anything. Then, what next? Ooh, I think we get a mud mask or a facial, you know, when we lie back and they put cucumbers over your eyes and basically brush a nice soothing cream on your face. That sounds quite nice. But I wonder if they would do some kind of exfoliant first. Then moisturize, and then the cream. Then the best part is yet to come. The massage. You get to go limp as anything, or limp as a noodle, like they say. And they take all the knots out of your muscles. You don't have to do a single thing. Especially for those shoulders of yours. Don't think I didn't notice you perking them up when you're stressed out. Does a spa seem like something you'd be up for? Or maybe you would prefer a more personal touch? I could organize a day just for me and you. I can be your spa assistant. What? You don't trust me? I would do amazing. But I would want a review at the end. And of course, a tip. Lots of kisses. But I'll let you relax. I haven't even thought about what food I could make you. We could bake some treats. I still will declare that blueberry muffins are by far superior. And you're weird for thinking that chocolate cupcakes are the best bakery item. But I guess that's what makes you my unique man, huh? Oh, mine, aren't you? I'll take care of you now. You just worry about resting up and feeling better. That's the main thing. I know work takes a lot out of you, and I'm really thankful you get up every day, get on with it. You are a man of virtue, as my father would say. It's okay to feel tired and stressed, I just don't want you bottling it up. You know, you can share anything with me, my love. You just have to say it, that's all. Heck, I come home from work and normally talk your ear off every day, but you're just my quiet boy half the time. It makes me feel better to let it all out. I know sometimes it doesn't work like that for you. So we have our little intimate moments like this together. Just me, having all my attention focused on you. I hope it keeps the stress at bay. I wonder if you had to describe it, like those beautiful artist interpretations I see, that you're all blue at work and then you come home and I'm all pink. And then the blue starts leaking out of you the more time we spend together. Do you know what I mean? Or am I just going completely insane and terrible at describing whatever I mean? I never was good at it. I seem to lose words on the tip of my tongue all the time, and when I have to describe what I mean, it's frustrating because there's no words at all forming and the other person is just staring at me and waiting. Too much pressure. That's why I like when I get to talk to you. You seem to always have an idea of what I'm trying to say or what I'm gonna say next. It makes me feel complete. Yeah, complete is the right word. You really do know how to make me feel good, baby. You make me feel special. Like I belong. It's nice to have security with another human being. I feel like I can say anything without you judging me. Yeah, you can poke fun at the silly things I come out with, but still, it's nice. I really do love you. I like pampering. You like this? Slowly taking my fingers through your hair. Nice, slow movements. If my baby needs a nap, then of course you can. You can close your eyes and think of nothing. I'll just keep rambling away. Did I ever tell you that time I tried a beauty course? I wasn't there for very long because I soon found out it wasn't the right thing for me. You know what they drilled into our heads over and over? They were telling us the beauty industry is worth like $19.2 billion or something. You know what the secret ingredient is? It's relaxing the customers. So, when it came to nail care, or massages, or waxes, or like literally anything, when the customer walks in, your main priority is to give them a stress-free experience first, and then second, give them what they actually want. Does that make sense? At first, I didn't get it, but it's a kind of therapy. I know you've heard the term beauty therapy or shopping therapy, but unironically, it kind of is. It gives the person a moment to forget about all their troubles for as long as they actually participate in the activity, though. It's interesting how people manage their stress, how they self-medicate. I suppose you're my secret self-medicating method. There's just something about letting me take care of you. It's not a mother's instinct, I hope. Just, you're my little baby, and I want to do anything I can to make you feel better and happy. If that means I get to have your cute little butt lying in between my thighs, then so be it. There, my handsome man. I'll tell you what. I'll brush through that luscious hair of yours, or else I think it's gonna get knotted with everything I'm doing to it. If I can reach the brush. Okay. Got it, cutie. You seem really relaxed, which is nice. Remember, if you fall asleep, it's okay. That's why I brought you through to the bedroom because I kind of assumed you'd fall asleep. I'll get you all cozy. Bring your cover up on top of you. Lots of kisses, and then I'll leave you to nap for an hour. Ooh, why not be naughty tonight and we order takeout? We could get pizza. You know how much I love my pizza. I'm gonna say it. Pineapple on pizza is delicious and an absolute sweet treat to cut through the grease and balance out the tart of the tomato and complements the saltiness of the ham. So, I'm right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it. So take out tonight. You worked hard and earned it, so I'll pay. When you wake up, cutie, get some delicious, fat, calorific food to eat. We can cozy up on the couch together and watch a movie. You can tell me about your day then, since you're my little sleepyhead. Brushing your hair just reminds me of what my mom used to do to me. After bath time, before drying my hair, it just felt so much better when it's wet. The bristles going against my scalp. Ah, I would beg her to keep brushing it, even though it was drying time. It would relax me so much and send a shiver down my spine. She would sit on the edge of the couch and I would sit on the floor in between her legs and brush. But as my hair got longer, it became too awkward to do it really. Maybe I could convince you to relax me like this one day. I wonder if you'd be up for it. Although I think I might be a bit annoying. I can picture myself complaining. No, don't stop. More. And you're telling me it's been an hour already and your arms are tired. That or it's so good, I end up falling asleep to it within 5 minutes and you're unsure if you should wake me or not. On one hand, if you wake me, you'll have to brush my hair for longer. And on the other hand, you get to do as you please when I'm asleep. Some man time to yourself. Did you ever learn how to braid hair? Instant turn on for girls if you know. That's if you learned how to do it. If not, then I wouldn't worry so much. It's just a little thing in life, I guess. I'm sure you have lots of secrets I know nothing about yet. Hidden talents, a cute little hobby, a special trick. Who knows, baby? Who really knows?